I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. The Skate Brothers roll through the homicide capital of the world. But first, Charlie Pierce is here to roll through the week's sports news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Peyton Manning announced his retirement this week. Number 18, played 18 seasons. So I guess he saw that as a sign he should hang up the cleats. Stories alleging that he may have taken HGH while injured and that he may have sexually harassed a trainer back at Tennessee 20 years ago when he was in college there. Do you think these allegations had anything to do with Manning's decision?
Probably a little bit, but I think more it has to do with the fact that they won the Super Bowl and his body is being held together by duct tape and allegedly HGH at this point, and it's time for him to go.
Former Broncos backup starting backup quarterback Brock Osweiler split Denver for more lucrative climbs. He went to Houston. The Texans have ponied up $72 million. Will he help them $72 million worth?
First of all, back in my days as an international figure skater, the split Denver was my go-to move.
Oh, well, that was a good one. Yeah.
No, he's not going to earn this money because he's not good enough to earn it yet. I think this is yet another blunder by the Houston Texans, but we shall see.
Detroit Lions receiver Calvin Johnson, a.k.a. Megatron, retired this week from the NFL after 9 seasons and 731 catches. Maybe he'll find work in the inevitable Transformers movie sequel.
I don't know. I think he may find work in a broadcast booth somewhere. This is another example of a player leaving the game pretty much at the height of his career. And I have to believe that the ongoing research into what football does to you has a part of that.
Yeah, 9 seasons is a long time in football, but not so long as he could have played. He could have kept going.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, 9 football, they're like dog years. 9 football years, they're like 12 years. They're like 12 years everywhere else.
Early this week, Atlanta Falcons secondary coach Marquand Manuel apologized to former Ohio State cornerback Eli Apple for asking him at this year's NFL Combine if Apple was attracted to men. I wonder if that question came before or after any questions pertinent to football.
This is one of those mysteries where you wonder why anybody does business with the NFL in any capacity ever. Eli Apple can really play, too. This isn't an obscure guy that you think you're going to get away with this. And he smartly went right to social media and blew the whistle on this clown.
The Pop Warner League settled this week with a woman who had sued over the death of her son. He'd played in the youth football league for 4 years, and he committed suicide at the age of 25. Posthumously, he was diagnosed with CTE. The settlement terms were not disclosed, Charlie, but I wonder, does this signal kind of the beginning of the end for youth football?
I hope so. I mean, you can argue the merits of anybody ever playing this game ever, but playing American football at the age you start playing for Pop Warner should be classified, as far as I'm concerned, as a form of child abuse.
Yeah, and you have a lot of doctors on your side on that one, too. This week, former ESPN sports broadcaster Erin Andrews was awarded almost $55 million in a lawsuit against a man who had stalked her and a major hotel chain that enabled his behavior. Whether or not she ever sees most of that money, this decision would certainly seem to be a win for females in general and female sportscasters in particular.
Well, it's only a win if people take seriously the really awful stuff that happens to female sportscasters in general. This is, of course, a completely grotesque example of it. Talk to practically any woman in sports journalism, but especially the ones that appear on television, and they will tell you horror stories like this. And let's not tippy-toe around. It was Marriott International.
On Monday night, Golden State Warrior sharpshooter Stephen Curry hit his 300th three-pointer of the season. He's the only guy ever to do that in the NBA. Warrior center Andrew Bogut says this makes his job easier. What does that mean?
Yeah, the ball goes up. Bogut turns around, runs to the other end of the floor. He doesn't have to rebound anything.
I have to acknowledge, I saw that video. It was quite wonderful. Practically before the ball left Curry's hand, Bogut was good down playing defense.
My work here is done.
Never let it be said that Ivy League schools are living in the past. This week, the Ivy League announced it would hold conference tournaments for men's and women's basketball starting next year. They were the only ones holding out for sanity.
Really smart idiots. Here we go. First of all, the only reason to have a postseason tournament is to essentially turn your game into an ATM. Second of all, are you going to really go see a 4-team Ivy League basketball tournament? You will, because your school is in the NCAAs for the first time since God was a boy. But in general, I don't see a lot of walk-ins here.
In soccer news, former FIFA president Sepp Blatter is very angry. He wanted something at last month's FIFA Congress, and he didn't get
immunity?
I don't know. A jewel-encrusted scepter? A samovar? A Waterford crystal image of his head? I don't know.
Yeah, he was complaining that last month they had the extraordinary Congress of FIFA. also known as the League of Unindicted Gentlemen, and
some indicted, I would point out.
the League of Largely Unindicted Gentlemen, and he wanted some sort of recognition.
It's the League of Unindicted Gentlemen because we're not finished yet.
That's right.
Tiger Woods was present for the first tee shot at a new golf course near Houston, and he witnessed a hole-in-one from 11-year-old Taylor Crozier. Maybe young Crozier can give Tiger some tips.
Yeah, he hit his very first shot on what is essentially a par 3 course, and it went right into the hole. So the very first shot at this particular course was a hole-in-one.
Excellent.
It's all downhill from here, though, as Tiger could tell you.
Finally, Charlie, in golf, there are birdies, there are eagles, there are double eagles, and there was even an albatross. But I've never heard of a fox out on the green until this week.
Over in Ballantrae, Ireland, the guy was taking a video of this fox who had come to, like, schnurfle around his golf bag, and lo and behold, the fox spotted a wallet and made off with it.
He got into the little compartment there, and he...
No sandwich? Shoot, I'll go buy my own.
I'll just take the credit cards.
I'll sell the credit cards. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Charlie Pierce joins me each week on Only a Game, although he's never before actually impersonated a fox. That was quite impressive. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.